some years ago, CDWG forged a partnership with Operation Homefront. It was our purpose to try to put something tangible behind the expression, we support our troops. And since CDW Corporation is an IT corporation, we felt there was no better way than to establish a partnership so troops, when they're deployed, can talk to their families, not talk so much, but particularly use email back and forth while the soldier is deployed. And we focused on the junior enlisted families who have less funds to perhaps have their own home computer.
And so with all of the availability now of Skype and low-cost types of video conferencing, probably they can also see and talk.
Well, in many cases they can. In a lot of cases, a soldier is using a joint user computer at some forward operating base.
So they may not have a camera there.
The Vietnam era, you know, the soldier can have almost instantaneous contact with his loved one or his or her loved one back home.
Well, this is the kind of situation where people will go to a center. Where will they be set up? I mean, where, with someone who doesn't have a home computer, let's just say, where would they go in order to take advantage of this?
Well, for example, what we try to do is donate a computer to the family so
I
they
see.
Don't have to go to
anywhere.
A user center.
Okay. So they get their own home computer and it has Skype on it, or how does that work?
In many cases, they can put Skype on it, and in some cases, all they have to do is go get a small, $30 camera, and they've got a Skype connection.
And so this is has this been employed yet? Have you got it up and operating as well as at this moment?
Oh, in some cases, yes. We've had feedback from families that they are, in fact, using Skype. The problem with Skype is sometimes on the other end, in the theater of operations at some forward operating base. Perhaps they don't have that.
And so how many families are involved? What particular divisions or units are you working with?
Well, most recently, we donated 130 computers in April to the 4th Brigade Combat Team of the 4th Infantry Division, which is now deploying to Afghanistan. In November, we donated 150 computers to the 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, just prior to their departure for Iraq in December.
And so when you donated the computers, you gave them to the soldiers themselves, who then distributed them to their family members. Is that the idea?
What happens is usually, and I'm involved in this with identifying units that are preparing to deploy. We work with Operation Homefront and donate the computers to Operation Homefront. We notify the unit that we'd like to, we have X number of computers to donate. They identify families who have needs. And as I said earlier, they generally focus on the lower ranking enlisted families. And then we set up a date and go present the computers to the families at the installation identified.
And then the link to their loved one who's in theater may or may not be great, but every once in a while they probably can get connected depending on where they are and at the moment in time, whether or not the Wi-Fi is connected or is participating.
Well, and the soldiers, when they get there, you know, have access to the Internet. I am not only a retired military person, but I am also the spouse of an Army officer. And when she was deployed to Iraq, we had email communications daily.
That's the best part about this. I mean, it used to be in World War II, you see the movies where, you know, people would get a letter and it would arrive and everybody would be gathered around getting their mail. Now, with email, you can really be in daily communication with your loved one, even if they're in theater. In some cases, not in all cases, but in some cases, that's the situation.
My wife was in Balad, Iraq, and we were almost in daily communication. Based on what she was doing. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and the turnaround for a letter in Vietnam was 2-plus weeks at best, and normally 3 to 4 weeks.
And if there was a telephone somewhere, you probably had to wait in line an hour to get your 3 minutes in.
Well, just to show you how things have changed, there were no telephones. I had 2 tours in Vietnam, and only in my second tour after I was wounded was I allowed to make a phone call in 1972.